When Kadia Bonet was 25 years old, she had a quarter-life crisis.
I had to sort of challenge myself to figure out who I really was, like who was the essence of me, so that I can feel confident and comfortable and get everything that I want out of this short life.
Bonet's career choice was bringing her down.
I was in film school. I was miserable in film school. And I wasn't being able to express myself.
So she found another outlet, music, and made an album called The Visitor.
So many restless nights I brought into myself.
This came out in October. We missed it then because, well, news. But we didn't want to let 2016 go by without giving Bonet's music a listen. A little background on Kadia Bonet. She grew up in California, in the East Bay near San Francisco, in a family of seven children. She's the one in the middle. Her dad is an opera singer, and her mom is a musician. There were instruments all around the house, and the children were encouraged to learn music. That's not what Bonet studied in college, though. And when she did dive back into music, she didn't play the kind of music she had learned growing up.
My dad absolutely wanted me to be a classical violinist, and that was my struggle as a kid because my heart was not in that same place. You know, for me, my favorite music is not Mozart and things that are sort of, I consider more mathematical and very predictable, but I much preferred the sort of, you know, the gypsy folk music that I would kind of try to incorporate into my training, or klezmer, things like that. So I was kind of rebelling in my small way against the classical violin world. One of the very first songs I wrote was Nobody Other in college, and I remember playing it for a group of friends, and I think it was the first song that I played for anybody else, and it was probably the most terrifying experience of my life. The people that I played it for hadn't been as receptive and open, I probably wouldn't have ever done it again. But I did it, and it was actually written about a friend of ours, so it was kind of especially vulnerable. Everybody knew who it was written about, but it was good to get that kind of immediate positive feedback. It definitely gave me a little bit of confidence to keep writing. My dad, I think, heard me live for the first time not too long ago, just a few months ago. You know, of course he had lots of pointers, and he was really eager to get me some voice lessons because I don't have opera training, so he was really eager to set me straight.
Honeycomb, drip amber rays of sun, the sweetness that is you.
But overall, he was really supportive and really happy that in some way I found music. I think really he just wanted me to love music as much as he did. So I think he's really happy that I came back around to it.
Without a doubt, before the morning comes, I dream a bit of you. Honeycomb and several languid palms.
Violinist, singer, and composer Kadia Bonet. Her debut album is called The Visitor.
Honeycomb.